Here is the latest news from the Associated Press and the Thumb Broadcasting News, RIM. I'm Dina Bruderek. Yesterday, the Huron Area Tech Center orchestrated two simulated emergency response drills, captivating the attention of students and community members alike. Under the guidance of Ryan Schwartz, instructor for the Huron Area Technical Center Law and Public Safety Program, these exercises aimed to shed light on the perils of impaired driving, particularly pertinent during the prom season. The morning session kicked off shortly after 9:30 a.m., unfolded with a chillingly realistic portrayal of a drunk driving crash with the confines of the HATC's parking lot. As the scene unfolded, students from the morning session bore witness to the stark aftermath, providing them with invaluable insights of the dire consequences of reckless decisions. Additionally, the drill served as a crucial training opportunity for hospital staff, dispatchers, and emergency responders, including the MSP Caro Post, who actively participated in the exercise, and local fire departments. As the day progressed, the focus shifted towards the afternoon session that began around 12:30 p.m. This segment promised to elevate the realism with the involvement of flight care and a hearse, even adding an extra layer of authenticity to the simulation. Residents in the proximity to HATC situated west of Bad Axe were forewarned of the ongoing training exercises. Spectators were advised to remain vigilant as the presence of emergency vehicles, blaring sirens, and the conspicuous sight of the flight care helicopter were all integral components of the drill. And a collision at the intersection of Nugent and Sand Beach Roads on Tuesday evening resulted in injuries for three individuals with alcohol suspected as a contributing factor. The incident occurred around 5:55 p.m. on April 30th when a 75-year-old male rear-ended a car that was stationary at the intersection. Emergency services, including Bad Axe Police, the Fire Department in Bad Axe, and Central Huron Ambulance, swiftly responded to the scene. Investigating officer Hustling determined that a 2017 Chevy Impala, driven by a 65-year-old Harbor Beach man, was struck from behind by a northbound 2013 Ford Edge, driven by the 75-year-old. The driver of the Ford Edge was transported to McLaren ER for treatment of crash-related injuries. Additionally, medical attention was provided at the scene to the driver and a 64-year-old Harbor Beach woman, a passenger in the Chevy Impala, before they were released. Alcohol is suspected to have played a role in the collision, prompting an ongoing investigation by the Bad Axe Police Department. Stay tuned for updates as the investigation progresses. And in a recent incident near Sunrise Sunset, a 29-year-old woman sustained critical injuries in an ORV rollover. The crash occurred on a Lee Hill Road south of M46 and was reported to Tuscola Dispatch at 2:15 a.m. on April 26. Multiple agencies, including those from Carroll, Kingston, and Cass City, responded to the scene. Meanwhile, Tuscola County Sheriff deputies were engaged with another case involving an intoxicated individual in Millington Township. Upon arrival, the Tuscola County Sheriff's Office Accident Investigation Team assumed control of the situation in Mayville. The injured woman was swiftly transported to the hospital by MMR. Meanwhile, the 38-year-old male driver who sustained minor injuries faced arrest for operating while under the influence, an action resulting in significant harm. And with that, we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
Tom Lonsberry Outdoors. For hunting and fishing tips and everything outdoors. And here's your host, Tom Lonsberry.
I'm Tom Lonsberry, inviting you to join me around the old campfire noon on Sundays on FM Cruise 102.1 and 215 on AM 1340 for stories of hunting, fishing, and great outdoor sporting products. On my show, Tom Lonsberry Outdoors, we'll go on trips together not only in the United States and Canada, but around the globe to Europe, Africa, and many other fascinating places to discuss outdoor sporting products, hunting and fishing, and everything outdoors. So join me every Sunday right here on WLAW FM Cruise 102.1 at noon and 2:15 on AM 1340 around the old campfire for Tom Lonsberry Outdoors.
And we're back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news. National Heat Stroke Prevention Day, observed on May 3rd, serves as a poignant reminder of the deadly consequences of leaving children unattended in hot cars. Over the past 25 years, more than 965 children have tragically lost their lives to heat stroke in vehicles, with 2018 and 2019 marking record high numbers of fatalities. It's crucial to understand that these incidences are entirely preventable. Children are particularly vulnerable as their bodies heat up much faster than adults, and the temperature inside a car can escalate rapidly. Preventative measures include never leaving a child alone in the vehicle, thorough checks of the entire car before locking it, and creating visual reminders such as placing personal items in the back seat. Community involvement is essential, with bystanders urged to secure their vehicles and take immediate action by calling 911 if they spot a child alone in a locked car. By raising awareness and taking proactive steps, we can work together to prevent further tragedies and keep our children safe. And last weekend, two separate incidences along the Flint River resulted in the tragic loss of two young lives. A 7-year-old boy identified as having special needs drowned near the riverbank after wandering off. Less than 24 hours later, a 6-year-old girl went missing after slipping into the river on Sunday, April 28th. Genesee County Sheriff Chris Swanson, speaking to USA Today, recounted the events leading to the girl's disappearance. She and another child slid down a cement bank into the river, with only the older child managing to climb out. Despite immediate search efforts, the murky waters and strong currents hindered rescue operations, prompting the transition to recovery missions. The search involved over 75 to 100 personnel and volunteers daily, supported by specialized dive teams with advanced technology. The tragic conclusion came around 10:15 a.m. on Saturday, May 4th, nearly a week later, when the girl's body was recovered just south of the Ballinger Highway Bridge behind McLaren Health System. Sheriff Swanson emphasized caution around waterways, urging residents to prioritize safety measures. And Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen argues that a fractured democracy can have destructive efforts on the economy. In an address delivered on Friday, Yellen never mentioned Republican presidential hopeful Donald Trump by name, but hinted at his potential influence if he gains the White House. Yellen used economic data to paint a picture of how disregard for democratic institutions can bring economic harm. Yellen's remarks serve as a soft of warning for business leaders who may overlook Trump's disregard for modern democratic norms because they prefer his vision of achieving growth by slashing taxes and stripping away regulations. And that's the news we have for this hour here on Thumb Broadcasting. I'm Dina Bruderick. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, just head on over to thumbnet.net.